Ooh, I'm in.
No. Greg was saying that he believes the secondary has improved the last couple of weeks. I assume you agree. If you do, what do you think they're doing better in the secondary against the pass?
I think a couple things. One is they have a better understanding of how we want the coverages played, the little small coaching details of how we want the particular coverages played. And then they do a real good job during the week of prepping and studying the opponent and anticipating. You know, Ron Cooper and Jeff Halfley do a good job of really feeding them the tendencies and the route concepts that they get from different formations. So I think that plus just continuous repetitions, thank you, that they're just getting better playing the coverages. Yeah.
Matt Ryan leads the NFL right now in yards passing. Where do you see him being the most dangerous?
The most dangerous, I'd say, probably because he has the ability to throw the ball into coverage and he still gets it in there. He doesn't get spooked out of trying to put the ball on the spot, even if you might think you have it pretty well covered. He's very confident in his arm strength. And then in addition to that, they never shy away from just throwing the ball down the field. You know, just no matter what coverage you're in, you could take your corner and run them straight back on the ball snap. That does not scare them from throwing the ball down the field because they think their guys can just go up and get it, and they do, you know.
He was safe until this past week against Arizona. They came up with five picks from him. But did you notice them doing anything different that other opponents may have not tried? Or?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, half of them were, as a lot of them are, they're – I don't want to call them flukes, but, you know, they're tit passes or maybe a guy breaking off a route short from where maybe Matt thought he was going to throw it, that kind of stuff. So they weren't all, like, poor decisions on his part or really clever coverage schemes. You know, like I say, some of them are just really good plays with a defensive player. Maybe he was getting some pressure, you know, as he was throwing it. And, you know, I think either one or two of me actually was near a receiver getting tipped off a receiver. You know what I mean?
Coach, Mark Barron. And again, Coach Shiano said he thought Barron played fine. Just from our perspective, I know some other people thought maybe it wasn't his best game. How would you rate Barron's performance Sunday at the Panthers against the Panthers? I know he had the interference call and looked like he got Olsen got behind him a time or two that maybe the ball didn't get to him. But how would you rate his performance Sunday?
I think he played all right. You know, like a lot of our young guys, Mark's a developing player. You know, he's getting better every single week. I know some of the things that we had emphasized coming off the San Diego game, he did an outstanding job in those areas of emphasis, you know, really keeping depth in his coverage techniques, because if you don't get the depth, you're risking getting the ball thrown past you. And so we asked him to do a better job of that, and he did that. You know, again, when you get a pass interference call, it's very glaring, and people on television see it, and, you know, I think it's a reflection of how the guy played throughout the game, and it wasn't. He played a solid game.
You go back a ways with Mr. Sullivan. Talk about some of the qualities that stamp him as an outstanding coach.
A couple things. One is he's very decisive. You know, he's got a lot of confidence in his ability to coach and in his football knowledge. And so I think he welcomes the feedback and input that he gets from Greg, because Greg's involved in all parts of our game. But Sully is very decisive. And that's probably one of the best characteristics you can have, especially when you're in a leadership position. You know, he's a West Point grad, so that's the finest leadership institution in the country, and he's an epitome of a guy that graduates from a place like that.
Well, when you look at Michael Bennett, you know, he's a guy that undrafted, you know, just came here and was kind of bottom of the roster, continually has kind of worked his way into positions where he's gotten more opportunities. And there seems to kind of be a workmanlike quality to the way he plays too, and all that. I mean, what do you see that in his game, the effort, the relentless nature of the way he plays? Even talk to him, he seems to kind of have that in him. What do you notice?
I mentioned to him just last week, you know, because like a lot of guys right now this time of the season, they're nicked up, they have issues, you know, they're playing through issues, and unfortunately a lot of it's very common among the defensive line and offensive line, you know, because it's such a physical position. But the one thing he's really done a great job, just even in the last month, is trying to be really, really conscientious in regards to his assignment and making sure the other guys are on the same page, because there's a lot of communication that goes on even amongst the defensive linemen, how they run their stunts and their games. And he's a guy that is completely engaged during the meetings, completely engaged during what we call our jog-throughs, our pre-practice walk-throughs, and in practice as well. I think he's really kind of turned a corner. You know, he's got a lot of pride He knows he's got ability. He knows he can have success on Sundays, and he's trying to use the week, the preparation during the week, to put himself in a position to have back-to-back-to-back good games. And, yeah, he's a great effort player as well. As you know, that's where he makes his money. He's an effort guy who can push the pocket, rush the quarterback, get off a block and run game. And, you know, he falls into a lot of plays just because he's active and instinctive, and he hustles, you know.
Is that Brian being more of a classic drop-back passer, not very mobile, will you try and get pressure right up the middle, and how do you try and get him out of his comfort zone?
I think you try to attack him from a couple of different angles, and even just in your regular four-man rush, you even though he's not maybe like a Cam who's going to scramble and run for first downs, he's capable. He's more than capable of moving around and keeping the play alive and extending the play. I think it's important for us to just really have good lane discipline and try to fill up all the passing lanes and get into his throwing lane, his face, because he's a guy that if you give him any kind of a step-up lane, it's like playing 7-on-7, and we certainly can't afford to do that because he is outstanding.
How's Anthony Gator look? I know he's only been back a couple of days in terms of practice, but how's he look in terms of his recovery and as you look towards possibly next week?
Just watch him out there today. He seemed fine. He reminded me of what he looked like when he was in camp before he got nicked up. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine.
All right, thank you. That's good.